Mejong decided to introduce Chinese songs to the West after she noticed that her students had no knowledge of the Chinese repertoire.
When they hear my performance, they will so feel refreshed, but never have that music to learn this. So that's why I brought my attention, said I want to promote, and probably I will be the first one.
Zhang says she's the first to provide transliterations of Chinese songs for Western singers. She's published two anthologies of Chinese songs. Volume 1 contains newly arranged Chinese folk songs, and Volume 2 is a collection of traditional and modern Chinese art songs. What makes the volumes unique is that they include transliterations of the songs using the International Phonetic Alphabet, or IPA. These new transliterations make available to Westerners songs that have been inaccessible to them for centuries. Loralee Songer is one of the first singers to make use of the transliterations. She's a student of Dr. Zhang's in the doctoral program at Ball State. Using the transliterations, she's added several Chinese songs to her repertoire.
Without the IPA, I can't read the Chinese characters because I don't speak Chinese. I never had the ability to pick up an album of Chinese songs, and if the characters were there alone, I couldn't read it.
Here's Loralee Songer performing one of the songs that Dr. Zhang transliterated. It's a traditional Chinese folk song called Ga Yi Li. Songer performed it in recital at Taylor University in April. That was Loralee Songer, a doctoral student in voice at Ball State University, singing the traditional Chinese folk song Ga Yi Li. The song was transliterated by Songer's teacher, Mei Zhang. Dr. Zhang is working on a third volume of Chinese songs, which will be English translations of Chinese poems. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Oh,